Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man. Speaking of the Dodgers, a friend of the show, Dylan Hernandez, LA Times, joins us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Dylan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing well. I got to start with the big elephant in the room. Mr. Irving Magic Johnson steps down from the Lakers last night abruptly. What are you hearing, Dylan?
Yeah, I think everybody's still kind of scratching their heads trying to decipher the little code that he left last night.
He did leave a code.
Right, because, I mean, he made mentions of, you know, backstabbing, and then he quickly jumps to, I love Genie, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I want to be Magic again, and you're kind of like, wait a second, you know, can we go back to that backstabbing part, you know?
Right.
So I think, you know, just because he was kind of jumping around all the time, it was kind of hard to figure out exactly, you know, why he's doing this. You know, I think when, you know, the one thing that the one definitive thing you could say is that, you know, when he was asked about both Luke Walton and about Rob Pelinka, he did not, you know, give that, you know, he didn't come out and say that he thought that they should continue at their jobs. He said, deferred to Jeannie Buss, saying that was her decision to make. You know, so you kind of get the sense that there was some unease there.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I'm just kind of surprised, I guess, you know, and Tony, I don't know if you know Magic at all, but, you know, he's a really competitive guy.
Super competitive.
Right? He's competitive too, you know, because people see Magic smiling and they think, oh, you know, what a nice guy, whatever. But the one thing you notice as soon as you start talking to him is how competitive he is. You know, the conversations with him become competitive, right? Where, you know, I don't even think he cares about what he's arguing about.
He just wants to win the argument. You know?
Yeah. And it's, you know, here you have a guy who, you know, is so competitive that sometimes, you know, and I think that that's a lot of sometimes when he's gotten in trouble, you know, at least speaking to the press and stuff, it's been over that, right?
Yeah.
Where he'll say something dumb because he's like competing with the reporter almost over, you know, over words. And, you know, for somebody like that to kind of have the presence of mind, regardless of the reason, and just kind of step away without having kind of accomplished his goal, to me, that was the shocking part, you know? I didn't think this was ever going to end well, right? I mean, let's be honest. Like, he wasn't a very good executive, right? And he was probably going to resign or be fired at some point, and the whole thing was going to, like, wind up blowing up. I'm just kind of surprised, I guess, that he would step away on his own accord, you know, and maybe we'll find out in the coming days that, you know, there was something maybe that kind of forced him out, whatever. But, at this point, it's still kind of a mystery.
Yeah, I agree. Dylan Hernandez, LA Times, SDCCU fan hotline, talking plenty of this Laker situation. We're going to talk about it a little bit more as well. I wanted to get into the Dodgers for a second because, hey, that's the team we're chasing in the NL West. And in all seriousness, great start this season. I mean, last year, 16-26 out of the gate. I kind of get the feeling the Dodgers did not want to deal with that again this year. And it seems to me, Dylan, that the fact that they thinned out the roster a little bit and are giving everybody a little bit more playing time is working to their advantage this year. What do you think?
Yeah, it could be, you know, and I think also one thing I think that the players have kind of talked about was, you know, the first year that they went to the World Series and they lost to Houston, kind of coming off that short off season, a lot of guys kind of weren't sure of how they should pace themselves over the course of spring training. How many at-bats do they need? You know, they didn't want to overdo it because they, you know, they didn't want to come into the season tired. And I think the feeling, you know, around the team was that guys probably, you know, underprepared coming, you know, heading into the start of last season. So I think, you know, now that they've done this once before, I think they kind of got the pacing of that right. You know, that said, right, you know, they kind of started off going kind of gangbusters, averaging, what, you know, 8 runs a game or whatever, whatever crazy thing they were doing. You know, the last couple of days, the offense has kind of slowed down. And now you're kind of starting to see, I think, maybe some of the weaknesses of this roster. You know, I think, you know, Joe Kelly was supposed to be, right, and I'm trying to give you guys at San Diego some hope here.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm about. I'm about giving people hope, you know.
Very nice.
But you look at that bullpen, And it's pretty shaky right now, right? Joe Kelly was kind of supposed to be that anchor to, you know, that leads to closer Kenley Jansen. And, you know, he hasn't started off well. You know, I think they're trying to kind of do this, you know, and I've been very critical of them with the way they've handled Julio Urías, you know, in the past where they've kind of, you know, moved him from the bullpen to starting, you know, sending him to the minor leagues, bringing him back up. And, you know, right now, you know, he started, you know, he's been starting, he's been pitching pretty well. You know, he looked great in the spring, and now the talk is that they're going to move him to the bullpen over for, you know, the next like 5 months and, you know, try to get him basically back up in September to get him back starting again. And here you're talking about a guy who's coming off major shoulder surgery.
Wow.
You know, and you know the way these things work, right? It starts off with one plan and kind of morphs into something else.
Yep.
And I could really kind of see a scenario, honestly, where, you know, because of the frailties in the bullpen, all of a sudden now he ends up your setup guy. You know, and this guy's going to, like, let's say he makes like 40, 50 appearances out of the bullpen. That might be good for the team now, but where does that kind of put this kid?
Right.
Right. And so I think that there are going to be a lot of issues as they kind of go forward that they're going to have to address. You know, part of it too is Clayton Kershaw. You know, at least in the first rehab start, his velocity was kind of, you know, in the high 80s, low 90s. And that's not where you want his fastball to be, you know. And I mean, I think he put an emphasis on trying to increase his fastball velocity, you know, coming into this year, because I think that he recognized that, right, you know, without that, like, elite velocity, that he was having trouble, you know, performing at an elite level. So that, I think that's disconcerting. Hyunjin Ryu, you know, just strained, you know, the same groin that he actually yanked off the bone last year.
That was a
pretty major injury. You know, I think they're pretty hopeful right now that this is pretty minor, but, you know, anytime you get an injury in kind of a similar area, I think that's got to be disconcerting. So, you know, it looked really good. You know, obviously, anytime a team's scoring 8 runs a game, it's going to look great. But I think you're going to have to slow down here, right? It's a very small sample size. And you look at this roster, there's some holes in it, you know? So I think, yeah, it's going to be kind of interesting how they address. I think, you know, maybe in the past, the lineup has been kind of the question. You know, this year, I think the pitching is going to be the area of concern for them.
That's interesting that.
Good.
That Kershaw is trying to gain miles per hour. Like, usually as you get older, you're not getting that back. You just learn how to pitch. It's interesting that they think they can actually do it. I want to switch to another team in L.A. Big announcement yesterday. UCLA hires Mick Cronin. Was this their – I mean, obviously this wasn't their first choice. They were turned down a couple different times.
I think Dylan was the fifth choice and Mick Cronin was number six is how it worked out.
I mean, is it just as simple as they were turned down by everybody else? Is that why Mick Cronin ends up with the job?
Yeah, it seems like it, you know. Now, that said, I think in L.A. there is kind of precedent for – you know, maybe missing so bad where you make it type thing.
Right.
You know, if you go back, right, the other big collegiate program in town, USC football, right, years ago, I think they struck out and candidate one, number two, number three, number four, settled on number five, who turned out to be Pete Carroll.
Right.
You know,
right.
Who at the time was a New England Patriots reject, right? So, and that worked out. And, you know, the one thing about Cronin now, I am not one of these people who puts too much weight into introductory news conferences, right? I mean, at the end of the day, the wins and the losses are going to determine everything. But you did get a sense that here's a guy who kind of knows what he's about. He has a set philosophy. You know, you look at, like, the problems that they had under Steve Alford, they were defensive. You know, that was one thing about Alford's teams. Never, no matter what he did, no matter who he brought into a system, they could not defend. And, you know, so here's, you're going to have a guy who kind of plays like a high-intensity defensive style. You know, and maybe that's what they need, you know. Now that said, that, you know, selling that to the fan base now is going to be a whole different issue, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
because
you have to remember that even when they had Ben Fallon and they made those three Final Fours, yeah, obviously the winning did bring the fans, but, you know, as soon as they had a chance to get rid of him, they did.
Right.
And so this is almost kind of like this weird acknowledgement of, like, yeah, we kind of messed up, you know. And I guess if there's anything positive to say about this, is that they finally kind of, in some way, moved on from the John Wooden thing, you know.
Had they not moved on from that yet?
Oh, they will never move on.
Never.
But now it's kind of like, you know, with this one, you kind of get, you know, looking at who they ended up hiring, or even, like, if Jamie Dixon had been the choice, it was almost like, hey, let's relive the, you know, the good old days of Ben Howland, right?
Right,
they were looking at somewhere other than Wooden, which I think is kind of a positive, I guess.
The Ben Howland that they fired after he did a pretty good job for
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you know, and I think now the problem that you have here is that this looks dysfunctional now, yeah. Right? And Dan Guerrero, you know, I'll have a column that will be coming out in the paper tomorrow, whatever. But, you know, he didn't exactly explain away everything that gracefully today. You know, He kind of went with the whole fake news gambit, right, where he said, well, you know, some of the stuff that was out there wasn't accurate, but he wouldn't specify what was inaccurate, right? I went up to him as soon as the thing was done, and I'm like, okay, where did we mess up? And he wouldn't say anything, you know? So it's kind of convenient, right?
Right.
You kind of, you know, okay, well, you messed up, but I'm not going to tell you where type thing. You know, there's no reason for me to believe that any of these, that anything we reported was inaccurate. Ben Bolch, our beat writer, was really on top of this thing. And if anything, I actually think that as time goes on, we're going to find out about more offers even. You know, to some guys, you know, because my understanding is that they went down the entire list.
Wow. Right?
I mean, they went like Tom Enzo, you know, Brad Stevens, Jay Wright, you know, they went down like everyone, right? I mean, this might not even be like, in all seriousness, you know, Cronin might have not been choice 6. He might have been like choice 45.
Wow.
Right?
he's got to be feeling great.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, I think, you know, but he's kind of got the right demeanor for it, though. Like, he came across as very kind of likable.
Yeah.
And at a school that's become very kind of, you know, I don't know what to say, that they're very kind of, you know, it's a kind of place now where, like, no one wants to be held accountable anymore, right? Everybody talks in circles. Like I said, Guerrero today was kind of talking in circles. Alford was talking in circles while he was here. You know, this guy, Cronin, kind of came across as very kind of down to earth and a nice change of pace. You know, and he's not going to excite the fan base, right, the way like a Calipari would have.
Right.
But I think what you might end up with is kind of like a Doc Rivers type situation, you know, where everybody who kind of comes in contact with the guy really respects the guy. And, you know, maybe within kind of a small circle, you gain a pretty good sense of loyalty, and you know, and then obviously if they win, they do have the brand name, and I do think I could see them, you know, kind of getting back to national prominence under this guy.
Well, anytime you being, if it's a Doc Rivers thing, I'm sure UCLA will jump all over that, considering the issues they've had in the program. Dylan Hernandez, LA Times, certainly appreciate your time, brother. Look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Always fun, Dylan. Thanks.
That was Dylan Hernandez on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.